The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as I said at the beginning of Mass this morning, today's feast is one of the most beautiful celebrations in the life of the Church, when we celebrate the greatest gift that Jesus gave us in instituting the Eucharist, the gift of himself to be continually with us in the tabernacle and in the Mass. And in a few moments, a time, I will hold up a piece of bread, and I say to you the words of Jesus. This is my body. And a couple of moments after that, I'll take the chalice containing a small amount of wine and say, This is my blood, repeating the words of Jesus. And on that very point, today, I sometimes wonder if, as Catholics possessing this great gift, if we really appreciate what we have. In my time as a priest, I often have wondered, are we losing respect for the Blessed Sacrament? I see people coming in and out of church, some people who are involved in doing things here, and totally failing to recognize that it is a sacred place. It is a very sacred place. It's sacred not because of its size, or because of its shape, or because of its beauty, or because of its architecture, but it's sacred because of the presence of Jesus, This is the house of God. This is where Jesus really lives. Really, he's really and truly present here. Yes, he is present within each one of us too, in a spiritual way. But here we're talking where matter and spirit are combined, and we have the real presence. And I often wonder where people's faith are. What do you really believe in? Today, a lot of Catholics, when asked about the Eucharist, say, I don't think it's the real present. I think it's a symbol of Christ present. Well, Jesus did not say at the Last Supper, this is a symbol of my body, or this is a symbol of my blood, but he said, this is my body. How plainer could Jesus have been? And this is what we celebrate each time we come and celebrate Mass. So every time we come to Mass, we celebrate something very, 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 very special. I'm very aware, too, in my 56 years as a priest, and today I celebrate the anniversary of my priesthood. Monsignor and myself were ordained 56 years ago to today. And I'm very glad and very happy to be able to say that I have still the same zeal for celebrating Mass and for love of Jesus in the Eucharist as I had all those years ago when I first celebrated Mass. And I often say to myself, and if I'm talking to priests especially, I say, the most important homily you can give is how you celebrate Mass. And I've seen many priests who maybe give a very nice homily and then ruining the whole thing by the way they rush through the Mass. Something to be got over with as quick as possible. So the message that's going out is it's all about me. It's all about my homily rather than about what the priest does there at the altar. You come, when you come to Mass, you come, hopefully, for what happens at the altar. And how we celebrate Mass is so, so, so important. And today, I try my best to put my heart into each Mass, to celebrate each Mass as if it were my first or my last. I'm nearer today to celebrating my last Mass, naturally, than I was 56 years ago. And to be aware, that's the word, to be aware of everything I do and say at the altar. That to me is so, so important. To celebrate the Mass with reverence, with devotion, with the heart, not just with the lips. And there are also other things concerning the Eucharist today. For example, I sometimes find it difficult to understand, would love to talk to them, and sometimes I have. I see people coming to Mass on a weekday or on a Sunday, maybe not at the moment, but hopefully that time will come back, and then not receiving Holy Communion. And I wonder, why is that? It's like being invited to a beautiful meal, to a banquet, and refusing to take part of to take part in the eating of the food. Christ, when he left us the beautiful gift of the Eucharist, didn't leave it for the perfect. He didn't leave it for those who are sinless, but he left it for the sinful, to help us overcome our weaknesses and our failings. It's a strength. Remember reading not long ago about a woman in hospital who needed a blood transfusion. She described how she felt absolutely drained and weak. And the blood transfusion took maybe a couple of hours. And during the transfusion, she felt so cold, she felt shivery. And as soon as she got 2 pints of blood, I think it was, suddenly after that, she felt transformed. She was warm, and she felt life had come back into her, that life had been restored, that she'd been reborn. And that is what Jesus is saying in the gospel today. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life. He is not talking about life hereafter. He's talking about life now, beginning right now. It does, if you really believe in the Eucharist and you really believe you're receiving God into your soul, it will transform you. You've often heard the phrase, it's often used nowadays by people into health guides and digestion and so on. You are what you eat. And you know yourself, if you eat the wrong kind of food, or you overindulge in red meat or fatty food, you're going to suffer the consequences. It's going to affect you ultimately. So you become what you eat. And when you receive the Eucharist, you are the body of Christ. You become a tabernacle. You really do become a tabernacle. And we also, you who are Eucharistic ministers, you really need to have a great love and devotion. It's a very, very special ministry. You are what is called extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist. The priest or a deacon is the ordinary minister of the Eucharist. And so if, for example, there's a number of priests involved in celebrating a Mass, then the priests are the ordinary ministers of communion. And it's good for us to keep that in mind. And it's a beautiful privilege. It really is a beautiful privilege to be chosen as a minister of the Eucharist. It's a very, very special ministry. Make sure you use that ministry to renew your devotion for Jesus in the Eucharist and your loyalty to Jesus in the Eucharist. So, as a final thought then, let us ask the Lord to give us a new love and a new appreciation of the great gift Jesus left us when he left us the beautiful gift of his own self, really and truly present in the Eucharist.